Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, June 10th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Last month, union musicians staged a concert outside George Washington University Hospital. Here's an excerpt from Jane Recker's report in Washingtonian. As an ambulance screamed by, Kennedy Center Opera House Orchestra violist Elizabeth Pulju Owen reflexively covered her ears, then continued with her sound check and music setup. As she and her husband, who plays the cello, tuned to their daughter's violin in front of the main entrance to George Washington University Hospital, workers in scrubs hurried by. The family trio was part of the orchestra's outreach last month to support frontline healthcare workers. In addition to the live music, orchestra members who belong to the Washington, D.C. Federation of Musicians also donated money to provide lunches for medical staff. We've got a link to Jane Recker's report and a photo on our website at dclabor.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1898, U.S. and Canadian workers formed the Western Labor Union, which advocated for industrial organizing and independent Labor Party politics. Today's labor quote is by Local 2 of the OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union, which said in its statement on the murder of George Floyd and racism in America, "People are not just workers, and unions are not confined to making change in the workplace. This battle will not be won this week or this year. It will take the conscious involvement of all of us to ensure that our nation treats all people equally." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking for savings on auto, home, or renter's insurance, you can use MetLife Choice to quickly and easily compare quotes and bundle policies. Visit unionplus.org to start saving.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
for the union,
oh yeah, the union,
for the union,
will make us strong.
Oh, it's gonna make us strong.
Strong.